T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BuzzFeed readers were asked to name the most toxic things celebrities do. And while not everything came up, they came up with was actually toxic, the most of it ranged from annoying to hypocritical. So tweet, not a bad call. I do have the top 10 here. Any other bits there that you're just kind of tired of seeing from celebrities?
In the last 2 years, during quarantine, not so much anymore, the people that said, how hard is it? Just stay at home.
In your 8,000 square foot mansion.
Disconnected from the true struggle.
And Arnold is in a hot tub smoking a
cigar. Just stay home.
With a miniature pony and like a donkey on his shoulder.
Right.
Like, you don't need to leave the house. Like, look at your house.
Right.
So that was the one that just kind of bothered me.
Like, how about you, Ted? Conveniently leave out who their parents are?
Ah, going back to Aaron Rodgers.
No, their parents.
So, like, for
like
example,
I'm shocked how many A-list actors and actresses.
Oh, don't want to admit.
Like, it took me, like,
Kate Hudson.
Let me give you a hint. 80% of your A-list celebrities, it's nepotism. You can go through the list.
They changed their last names and everything.
Stunned, right? Gotcha. So, they talk about George Clooney. He's like, man, you know, I slept on my... Hey, look, nothing against George Clooney. Just don't embellish your story. Your struggle is different than ours. So, he says, well... You know, I slept in my van in L.A. because I wanted to do auditions, and I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the differences is the guy that is the barista at Starbucks, who's also an actor, when you walked in to meet this director or the casting agent, at least George Clooney could say, my mom or my aunt is Rosemary Clooney.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
And Gwyneth Paltrow, who says she works hard. I believe she works hard. It's not that, but to get into the industry, both of your parents are Hollywood Titan,
Michael Douglas.
Kate Hudson, Mike. And again, this has nothing to do with their ability.
Charlie Sheen.
It's just this.
Emilio.
It's that you do not say that you had to work as hard. It does not mean that you don't work hard when you're on the set. But to get to the point that you get to be on a set, your experience, Willow Smith.
Right.
Right. It's a lot different than the people that we've never heard of before to get out there.
Exactly.
That's all.
The one that blows my mind is Angelina Jolie.
Oh, John Boyd.
How in the hell did that make that?
She had to be adopted. I don't know how John Voight or her mom slept with someone who's not John Voight.
Have you seen her mother?
No.
There's your answer.
Gotcha.
But again, right.
So,
she doesn't look like John Voight.
Do yourself a favor one day. Just sit. Actually, I have a list back in the office. Look at the celebrity. Look at who their parents are. Or who their god. Drew Barrymore's like godfather is. Like Martin Scorsese or something. But all these people, you audition. I get it. You still have to be able to act. With the exception of Pauly Shore, who's another person whose parents have a
comedy club.
Right. Very, so like the
Steve,
comedy
Steve,
club
Steve
in
looks
LA.
Like his mom. I look more like my dad. You always tend to go one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
On the looks.
Things celebrities do that are toxic. Number 10, complaining about things that so many people would be grateful for. They're not living the same reality most of us are and still don't get it. Number 9, when they break the law and get reduced sentences or fined just because they're famous and can hire glitzy attorneys.
That
money in general.
The immunity, I'm with them on that one. Things celebrities do that are toxic. Number 8, I don't need to know about your marriage, i.e. secret affairs and orgasms. Looking at you, Will Smith.
Well, I was going to say, Will and Jada.
There's the difference.
Enough.
You also see that there's a petition that's already got 10,000 signatures.
Because here's the difference.
Stop talking about it.
It's not like people break it to you as news to say, this happened. It's that they are volunteering this and they've been saying it for years and years. Like, nobody cares.
Right. Mm-hmm. Nobody gives a damn, man.
And you know why you're getting so much ass? Because you're Will Smith and Jada Pinkett.
Number 7 of the toxic things that celebrities do. Claiming to care about the environment. Saying that they're extremely concerned about climate change.
And then they're going to go ahead and catch a ride on that private jet.
Of course. Yeah.
Way to go there, guys.
God forbid I fly first class on a commercial phone. Right?
That's nothing, too. Like, you can fly first.
Right. Come on, man. Number six, when they say, if I can do it, so can you. Actually, most of us can't. We don't have access to personal trainers, chefs, nannies, housekeepers, drivers, personal assistants, so on and so forth.
That's why I do appreciate the people who say, look, I got this body because I worked my ass off.
Right.
For the last year and a half with a personal trainer, with a chef.
Exactly.
Most people cannot do this. I have this role. I'm afforded that opportunity. And you know, they don't bring up the fact that a lot of them are on the junk. They're on the juice.
But they can.
Sure.
That's so they're not getting tested by an athletic, you know.
Right. Steroids are not illegal.
No, they're not illegal. Sports leagues do not accept them. But yeah, if I'm an actor and I got to bulk up because I'm playing Black Hulk, like.
Exactly.
Hit me with steroids, homie.
Right.
Because I'd rather do that than work out all the time.
Whatever. Mark Wahlberg has got an insane body, but he's also an entertainer who spends his days keeping his body in the shape that he needs.
He gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I will take a ticket right now for Black Hulk.
Black Hulk? I'm in. Give me the steroids. Right. I will play the role of Black Hulk.
All right, superhero movie, I'm back in.
Hulk smash that ass.
I mean, Luke Cage was that strong.
bitches don't like me when I'm angry.
There's next year's Christmas play. VD, Ryan, write that one down.
Hulk calls everyone shorty. Hulk smash shorty. Young Buck, what you doing over here?
Hulk wanna smash.
And Hulk gets easily distracted by a chick with a big ass. Hulk smash.
Hey, Hulk. Tina.
Hulk like yams.
Yeah. Oh God! Things celebrities do that are toxic. Number five. What do you got?
We can do this all day.
when celebrities
hours of material.
Coming up on the Men's Room Happy Hour.
Turns out it's just one really strong dude.
Right.
He's not even pissed.
When celebrities use their fame to push pseudoscience and general quackery, actors, models, singers are not doctors. They shouldn't be giving medical advice, and no one should be listening to it.
I think we know who they're talking about there.
Exactly.
I also think, I will say this to everybody, sometimes people got to calm down, right? Like, I don't care. I think athletes, anybody, and you have a right to say your piece.
Sure.
You don't have to listen to them, and you don't have to freak out because they said something.
I agree with that. Look, we all give our opinion. We do that on this goddamn show. Yeah. Everyone does it, you know. And
sure.
I understand if you get tired of it, but you can also ignore them.
Right.
Like, why are you giving medical advice? Like, are you taking medical advice from this client?
Right.
I mean, like I get that maybe you don't want to hear it, but yeah. Like, if you listen, this is my true belief, man. You know, I guess in the animal kingdom, right? You determined whether or not you're going to survive based on your strength.
Right.
You know, as human beings, we get to do intellect. If you want to take medical advice, anyway, from a celebrity or someone who is not in the medical field, let them.
You bet.
Why does it matter to you? You know what I mean?
But like, it's also the
go ahead and
like,
do whatever it is you want
to
do, bro.
You need to be somewhat responsible, like anything else. If somebody on the show said, don't get a colonoscopy, it ruins you. And then someone said, the reason I didn't get a colonoscopy is because I hurt it on the men's room.
Yeah, don't.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, no.
Don't ever quote us.
We're four idiots sitting in a studio, man. Take everything that we say with a grain of salt.
Yeah. So if you're talking over a microphone and you're listening to the podcast, whatever you're listening to, they're not doctors either unless they're doing a doctor podcast.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So don't listen to that crap.
Number four, the things that celebrities do that are toxic, being hypocritical. It says don't preach about sheltering in place and then fly to the beach for vacation.
Fair.
No doubt, man. Number three, when celebrities' famous parents and or families deny nepotism played a role in them having their careers when it clearly did.
It absolutely did. And again, it doesn't even mean that your parents, quote unquote, went to bat for you. All right? But again, if I write it, oh, you're Mike Hawk. Oh, Jesus, your father won 3 Golden Globe.
Exactly.
Maybe your father never even called me as a casting agent, but guess what? You at least get the audition.
Exactly.
You might not get the gig. You guaranteed to get the audition. Meanwhile, the good actors, again, your Starbucks baristas, like, what the F,
right,
man?
You might be good at what you do, but you were also born with your foot in the door.
Right.
And that's okay.
That's the difference, right?
That's okay. But don't sit there and pretend like you had the big struggle.
Look, I will tell you this, and I have nothing against this guy. Wolfgang Van Halen.
Yes.
He will not, you can like his music, you cannot like his music, but he will not lie to you and say, this has nothing to do. Me being here has nothing to do with my dad and my uncle. He's like, yeah. Of course I'm here because of my dad and my uncle. Hopefully you like what I have to offer. I just wish they could say that much.
Exactly. Number two, altering their appearance through plastic surgery and or Photoshop and claiming it's all natural and then using that to sell products. Yeah.
I mean, I don't like that, but I understand how advertising works.
And this is the number one toxic thing that celebrities do, and it is, we've all seen it, kind of pertains to number two, editing photos. It says, we all know that they don't look like that, and they still do it, even though people relentlessly call them out for it.
I will give them a break on that, because the thing is, if you're an actor, on some level, you sell fantasy, and it's like, stick within your thing if people believe that you're...
Yeah.
I got no problem with that, right? It's like, look... There's a commercial for Cold Tide or Tide Cold, whatever the hell it is. Right? So you got Ice-T, you got Stone Cold Steve Austin. And then Matt Ryan is recently joined.
Yeah.
And he's there wearing shoulder pads in his jersey. That's not how he dresses. But I understand for advertising purposes, this is what you do. The thing that bugs me about celebrities most, because all that stuff we know, it is what it is when somebody dies, a celebrity in particular dies, and all these celebrities take to Twitter, and I'm like, there is nothing less sincere to me on earth than going to Twitter to say, hey, you're going to miss this person and wish them well. It's Twitter.
Right.
You're just letting me know that you are aware of who this person is.
Exactly.
You just shut up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.